An Aboriginal, an Asian, and an Islander walk into a bar. But don't worry, I'm not about to tell a racist joke. This scenario is actually the catalyst in Sydney Theatre Company's brand new play, How to Rule the World, written by Nakia Louie, who was the mastermind behind Blacky Blacky Brown and Black is the New White. This work explores similar concepts as its predecessors. However, this time we'll have a stronger focus on politics. Here to tell us more is actor Anthony Taufer. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Bet you're right in the middle of rehearsal, though, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're taking the show at the moment at the Sydney Opera House. And a little bit crazy. We've started to do some re-edits, and it's still lots of fun, but it's a lot of hard work.
I bet. So how is it being back on another Nakia play? Because you were also in Black is the New White.
Yeah, it's been amazingly fun. Nakia has written this role specifically for me, so I feel very privileged to say her words. Wow. And we're also working with the same director from Black is the New White, Paige Rattray. And it's always a fun combination to be involved with words that are quite biting and edgy, but very funny at the same time.
Yeah. So in this new play, you play Chris, who is a political insider who's trying to hustle his way to the top. Can you tell us a bit more about him?
Yeah, Chris is a political correspondent, and he's in the know, and he's also a personal assistant to one of the ministers in Parliament. And he really wants to be in politics, but he's afraid he's a little bit too intimidating and looks a bit scary because he's quite large, which I am. and Nakia's written that into the play, which just speaks to ideas of people who don't necessarily have agency to speak or a platform to speak from. So I think Nakia's trying to highlight that fact of having three people of colour have a voice on stage.
Well, it's funny because when you say, like, you know, an Aboriginal, Asian, and Islander, I'm like, oh, that's my friendship group right there.
Yeah, right.
But it's like you never see that on television. You never see that in politics. Will this kind of turn that all around?
Yeah, I think Nakia's trying to find a way to... It's a political satire, but find a way to have, not only on stage, but like a political voice for people of colour who you don't necessarily see together in a situation where they have a platform to speak from.
The play also tackles myths around multiculturalism. What kind of myths are particularly critiqued in this?
In regards to multiculturalism, there's stereotypes and there's typecasting that happens around different peoples of colour, and it also explores the ideas of how people of colour view other people of colour. So in between people of non-white backgrounds, but how they speak to each other, and it's sort of an insight into how, you know, sometimes white people might not be privy to these conversations that colour people have towards each other, and can, you know, be bigoted as well, but there's definitely an experience, a shared experience from people of colour to have knowledge and a vocabulary to speak to each other about certain issues that, you know, people of colour face.
Yeah. Did you find it was a lot of stuff you were very familiar with?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's not much research that I needed to do in order to feel like a political outsider an experience of not belonging. I think I've experienced not belonging and being the outsider a lot in my life. So I think that part of it was something that I know intrinsically just from life experience. But the political side of it, because of Nakia's ability to be able to commentate about social issues and political issues, those are the things that I needed to research because there's a lot of political jargon that I just wasn't familiar with.
And here's the kick of the play, because you guys all kind of find a likable white guy to become your political puppet.
Yes.
How does this play out without giving away spoilers?
Yeah, without trying to spoil the twists and turns of the plot. We try and find a stooge. The three main characters look for someone who can be the face of the ideas that we have, because it's such a difficult game in trying to get into Parliament. So they come up with an idea to get a puppet in so that they can work behind the scenes and have him be the face of their ideas.
Mm.
But, and the hilarity ensues when the twists and turns of when you create a Frankenstein-like character and then they turn.
Oh, the perils of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the state of politics now, it's a bit up in the air.
Yep, definitely.
But the election is coming in May. So can an Aboriginal, Asian and Islander rule the country, at least in this election?
I don't know about this election, but I have hope for the future that there's going to be different voices that speak to people like me and to people like my children that have only seen a certain type of person in politics. And in regards to the instability of our current political climate, I think that is reflected in our show as well.
Mm.
So reality is art is reality is art. It kind of is going in a circle with Nakia's play, How to Rule the World.
Mm. And finally, what do you want people to take away from your performance and the play overall?
I hope people come and watch this and recognise political tropes that are in existence in Australia, but also just take away an idea of opening up conversations about issues that aren't necessarily at the top of the list of things to talk about politically, so things that aren't so popular. Opening conversations about issues that people don't generally think about or is not reported in newspapers or on TV.
Excellent. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us here today on 2SER.
Thank you very much for having me.